Game and Fish Laboratory tests over 5,200 samples for chronic wasting disease in 2024. I'll have the details next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department's Wildlife Health Laboratory tested 5,276 samples from big game animals for chronic wasting disease in 2024. Testing was completed earlier this year, and samples were submitted from throughout the state. CWD was detected in 726 of those samples submitted. Jessica Jennings, Game and Fish Wildlife Disease Specialist, says samples were submitted from hunter-harvested, road-killed animals, and animals found dead or that were euthanized. CWD is a chronic fatal disease of the central nervous system in mule deer, white-tailed deer, elk, and moose. It belongs to the group of rare diseases called transmissible spongiform encephalopathies. These disorders are caused by abnormally folded proteins called prions. Early in the disease, animals don't show any clinical signs, but later on, affected animals show progressive weight loss, reluctance to move, excessive salivation, droopy ears, increased drinking and urination, lethargy, and eventually death. The number of samples submitted and tested in 2024 increased slightly from previous years. In 2023, 5,100 samples were submitted, a decline compared to 2022 when 5,875 samples were submitted. The percentage of samples that tested positive in 2024 was 13.8%. That remained similar to 2023 when 13.9% of samples tested positive. The proportion of positive samples in 2024 was slightly higher than in 2022, in which 12.3% of samples tested were positive. Jennings says comparing the number of positive tests each year can be misleading because Game and Fish's CWD surveillance program focuses on different deer and elk herd units each year. Additionally, the number of positives is proportional to the prevalence of CWD in the particular herd unit surveyed. Jennings says we can say that the prevalence of CWD is slowly increasing in many deer and elk herd units in the state. She says in 2024, CWD was detected in 3 new deer hunt areas, 3 new elk hunt areas, and for the first time on an elk feed ground. For more information on chronic wasting disease, visit the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.